Unless I'm mistaken, we have no new scheduled public hearings for tonight. No. The Shane Project public hearing, which remains open, is open. They are not here tonight. So, by way of announcement on the Shane Project goes, we have scheduled a special meeting to review the seeker form for September 14th, which is Monday, at 7 o'clock here at the town hall. And I just also want to give notice, I'm trying to get the Zoning Commission to meet with us starting at 6 o'clock to discuss changes with the site plan law. Joint meeting between us and the Zoning Commission. I haven't heard back from them yet. If I don't get notice from them in time to put the notice in the newspaper, then we won't have the meeting. But I think I need a week's notice for that.
Was that on the 14th then?
Pardon me?
On the 14th?
Yeah.
This month's meeting?
I
don't know if we'll have this month's meeting.
Are you on the Zoning Commission?
Yes.
Okay. Because I had emailed Doug Ostrander.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard back from him yet. Okay. Okay, let's get right to open business then. Dojo?
I thought we got rid of him. Let me give her an approval.
Do you don't get chairs anymore?
Bring your own. Bring your
I just
own.
Did.
We're in a session. Come on.
Ow. Okay. I'm done.
Okay, what do we got?
Okay. Here's that. No one else.
You only have the one.
Do we need another one here? Another drawing? You want another drawing? He's got another one out in the truck. We can split half and half.
Yeah,
go ahead and get it.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
This is Chris Brand.
Eight.
What are you doing?
10. I like you, Eddie.
Yeah, we did. How are we differing from this? Have we changed the size of the building?
No.
It's 100 by 54 and with a 36 by 50 jut. So that's the same thing.
Bob, that looks very nice.
Thank you. I have.
Okay. Construction schedule and estimated cost.
Matt needs to state how long after certificate of occupancy for new building, the old building will be torn down. Okay. That's what we have, Bob, in our notes here. Buildings, the existing building's been removed.
Is this Philly Sawmill?
Will be, yeah.
He's got to keep both, right? He's staying open, right?
Right, but after he gives the CO for the new building, we wanted a statement from him for the site plan of how, when the old, how long it would be before the old building.
Don't agree on 68 months.
We talked about 6 months.
6 months.
Which, believe me, I don't want to pay taxes on it, so it's going to be.
Right, but we wanted it in writing.
Right.
We wanted it in writing. And a construction schedule and, you know, when you're going to start construction and the estimate and cost. Right, the in writing part you missed.
Got to have daughters.
Okay, well, let's put that.
You're doing a subdivision and a site plan.
I got a pen.
No subdivision.
This will work.
That's his other piece, but it's already subdivided.
It's already subdivided.
Oh, yeah, that's all done.
That's all done. We're just doing. Just tell him to write the letter, yeah.
Yeah, you want to write the letter on that?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's confusing. When he puts parcel two.
Shouldn't be on there.
What would you want him to have, other lands of Hanson?
Yeah, yeah. Those was regular for a subdivision.
Was this a subdivision?
No.
No, it wasn't. These are two parcels put separately.
Right, yeah, so that shouldn't be.
It was different timing, it just happens to be, right.
It's a different parcel.
It's a different parcel.
So parcel one has nothing to do with this.
Right, it should.
Parcel one is totally separate, yeah.
Parcel two.
Should have said Hanson.
And you own parcel two?
Yeah.
You rent it to Kelly?
Yeah.
Just checking. Hey, did you get that message?
Yeah, it's okay, Eric.
You want to see, what do you want to see, Ed? You want to see parcel two removed?
No, it's fine, it's fine.
It's fine the way it is?
No, I just wanted to make sure it was separate.
Okay, all right. So it's good the way it is for you?
Yeah.
I think it looks great compared to the start of it.
Okay. Any concerns?
Verification.
No, I mean, it's confusing. He's going to put on that he's going to remove it.
Andy, what about the verification of the sewage?
That has already been established some time ago, actually. The letter's in the file.
I'll take a look in the file. But we don't have it as. The only thing, according to this, we needed was the updated map with the building removed, the construction schedule and estimated cost. And it says here, map needs to state how long after the certificate of occupancy of the new building, the old building will be torn down. But I think he can do that in a letter.
Yeah.
Hey, why is the map? Can we just get it right? Instead of going to redo the map? I'll make it a condition of approval. Okay. That's why you're the lawyer. I'm the garbage man.
No. You talk, you can even see a little bit. You see my room. Yeah, it should be on the map.
Yep. The well, everything.
Should be on the map.
It's not on it.
We do have the letter on the well, okay. Or the septic
sewage.
Test.
Okay, that's fine. Where's that original one?
It should be.
I'm looking for one right here.
We're making everybody else do it.
It should be shown on the parcel.
This one here?
Yeah. That's maybe what they're referring to. Well, maybe sufficient. I'm not sure if that's what they're referring to. It's not.
Oh, it's there. If you just can't. That's
we
the well right there.
What about garbage?
Actually,
yeah. It's muddy.
No, that's
not the well?
That's the utility pole.
Yeah. Oh.
See?
Where's the well?
We don't know, do we?
Well,
it's in the building.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
It's in the building. That's right.
It's in the building.
It's in the old building.
It's in the building. Yeah, that's right.
It should be shown on the map.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I really had to superimpose this on the map that we got.
Now, what was.
So it's in the front part of this building here?
Yeah. That's
What we did on this was remove the existing building.
Exactly.
And when we did that, we also removed the well and the septic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's got to go back on.
That's a whoops.
No problem.
And Ruth Chimese's driveway is on your property?
It's a right-of-way. It's not a driveway.
It's a right-of-way now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been, yeah. We dealt with that.
The right-of-way agreement?
Yeah, drive across there.
It's fine.
Oh, this was all a piece of property.
Yeah.
It was all being guns.
It's got to go back in here.
Okay, so what we need to put the well and the septic back on the print. It would be nice.
Is it a legend,
Bob? If we had a box. I'm going to do it on this. I can do it on this.
And I guess the legend says well.
The legend says
that's not a well.
Yeah, the legend here.
This is actually a utility pole. You can see that.
No, this right here.
All right. What's that property referring to?
See that W? That W says well on here. So it leads me to believe when I'm looking at this that this is a well.
Where, in fact, that's the where the comes out for the telephone.
Utility pole?
It's at the base of the utility pole is where the telephone towers come out.
Right, and that squiggly thing is. So if this is not a well,
no, it isn't.
Then remove that from the print. And it's here, too. Much more clear on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. But you're right. That's what I would think, too.
Yeah, the septic right down.
The septic was on this one, and it was on this one, and when he told him to remove the building, he removed the building, but he also removed the septic in the well.
Which isn't good because they're expensive.
Can you magic erase on it?
So I'll film this arrow.
You know, were you impressed when I first meeting? I mean,
no,
going down.
It was the second meeting. You were better.
That's right. I was. The second meeting, I was much better.
Things are starting to go down.
Crashing, burning.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. So let's get the well and the septic back on here. Let's get a letter from you with the construction cost and estimated cost and your estimated schedule when you're going to start. How long it's going to take that? Now, if you can put a note on the map that says. Within, I think we decided on 6 months. 6 months after you obtain your certificate of occupancy for the new building, the old building will be removed. You know, and if you can't put it on the map, we'll take it in a letter.
I apparently can't keep too many things in the house. Once I overloaded the map.
What are you going to do?
We'll give you that one back. We'll keep that one.
No problem.
And you can have your one with the marking back on. Who's drawing these?
Phil Massaro.
Well, actually, this is originally...
It's your right-of-way.
I don't think we can accept altered photocopied maps. Pal, am I right on that? This is a map that was done by an engineer that he's making changes to. We can't really accept it. No. But you can't make any changes to it.
Leave me a list.
You can't do it. Only they can do it. So take it back to them. And you might have to spend some money to have them draw it up for you. I'm sorry. Unless you want to draw a one-up on your own. But I don't think we can accept that because the site plan law says we have to have engineered drawings. So we're in a catch-22 here. We'll need a drawing from an architect or an engineer.
Fair enough.
Architects are going to be cheaper. Usually. CR for the joints. Just my personal experiences. That's all.
Yeah.
So, I hate to be the bearer of bad news on that, but other than that, it looks like you're good to go. Other than that, I mean, get those things that we just talked about done. Get this a map with a stamp on it, an engineer or architect stamp on it. We'll be good to go.
Did we close the public hearing last month?
We did.
So you should get an extension.
Okay. That would be a default on the preliminary approval, right? Okay, we're supposed to vote within 62 days of the close of the public hearing. So if we didn't vote tonight, and I haven't counted forward, but next month might be beyond the 62-day limit.
Okay.
It would be a default approval, so we have to ask you to agree to an extension for the approval on it.
Okay.
No problem?
Yes.
Okay.
Agreeing to an extension.
Agreeing to an extension. Okay. That's it.
No problem.
Thank you, Bob.
Do I get to keep any more?
You get to keep both of them. This one.
You all are wrong.
Oh, what?
They're wrong.
They're that wrong. What do I want them for? Yeah, all right.
Well, it's something to work from.
It's just
my one more shot.
Yeah, I can lose that. Oh, I think they'll let me get back three or four more times.
Put them
underneath.
Right?
Maybe a year or so.
You never know. It's okay.
Okay. Salenza. This Salenza here.
Yeah.
I think this is a subdivision, right? Not a site.
Subdivision.
Right.
Oh,
25? No, 23.
Howie
Creek. Howie
Creek.
Minor stuff, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Do
you have an extra one?
Oh, sure.
Just
these gentlemen don't like sharing.
No, I see these
guys. Thank you. Where's Mark the driver? Where's Mark?
That's
the lady with syrup and paper. Right?
Joining landowners, we got that.
Joining landowners, and the contour line.
50 feet into adjoining properties. Letter from Steve Rump for the driveway.
Yeah. He said that
this is my copy. He said he'd get one to you.
Yes, yeah, behind John Vico's.
I can't believe that it's a parallel did that subdivision.
You wouldn't do it.
Some of the lots are bigger.
You were the only comedian.
Yeah, I thought I was.
Hey, you know we gotta get.
Well, this is
who gave you this, Terry?
This is the one with subdividing. So
I called Steve on the phone.
Okay. And signature page for the deed.
Well, that's just I gave the three pages.
The only thing, I don't know if it's a big deal or not, the flood map is not the up-to-date flood map. They did them last year, the updated ones.
There's no change.
No, okay. All right.
That's all
the
family.
Don't
blame
you. Don't
have
enough
work to say that.
I've got the letter from Steve Ross saying there's 12-inch plastic culvert, 20 feet, plus or minus.
He's got a paid fee for that. You need this.
Right, right. Yeah. They said they have a copy.
Do you have a copy?
Okay.
Okay.
What's an ARPA?
This is the ARC.
That's what they're nice.
Well, ARC is that portion of the survey.
Anything? Any problem?
That's what I was asking.
No?
You don't need minor stuff to do on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any problems, Tony?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I just didn't need clarifications. I didn't get training yet.
Okay. Can I get a motion to...
Make a motion to the other.
I'll say it was close, wasn't it?
I think. I think you continued it.
Did we continue?
I haven't
continued. Did we do seeker on it?
Yes, you did.
And we didn't close the public hearing after seeker.
We just wanted to check.
We did.
Right. You just needed to check the map.
Checking
the map, right? I think that's what we closed.
No, maybe. My notes said it was closed.
All right. Well, can I get a motion then? If it's not closed, then the close the public hearing. Okay. I second the motion.
No questions from the audience. Public hearing was adjourned.
It was closed.
Where do you see it? Do you see it in the
adjourned? Yeah, Solenza subdivision.
Yeah, it was closed.
No questions from audience. Public hearing was adjourned.
Okay. Then Alan has a motion to close the public hearing. I seconded it. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, public hearing is closed. Can I get a motion for approval of the subdivision?
Make a motion to approve the subdivision.
Second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Tony. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion is carried unanimously.
You just want to sign.
Kapitsky. I gave you photo on this.
That was too easy.
At 32?
No, it's been 3 or 3.
He's
joking. My advice.
There you go, Ray. It's right in the middle. And you're right.
Well, the thing's right in the middle.
That's too bad I left.
I'm learning. It's a process.
You're not a rookie.
Did you believe?
Give it a chance.
From where?
It's
a new one?
Yes.
I didn't know.
I don't have
it. He's here alone. I thought he had talked to someone to be on the game.
Did you get it? We don't have anything. Paul Allen? The subdivision?
Who?
Paul Allen.
Never heard of that.
Where's that one?
Hey, you volunteer fireman?
No. I'm a volunteer for another.
You might want to leave.
Is this the same thing?
There's no fired up tonight. You ready to go back? That's first thing to do is crack your windshield. You didn't get a good check.
I gotta go to that flag house and check the yes
network.
They got it? It's about to.
I just folded it. Must have folded it.
They just got it.
Alright, we'll wait.
It was at the box in a good spot. Yeah.
I gotta show you
that. That's
great.
I technically folded it.
Oh, your captain has that one.
This is the best ball of horses played in 5 years.
That's 3, right?
We're running away with the rest of the game. Everything else.
Is he on that? Is he the one that
just sold
him?
Yeah,
he's on the table.
The Dodgers.
Oh, your servant is up. Yep, it's in there. Yep.
Dodgers. Yeah, but they just took it from...
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Did they roll through?
That kid that can't hit me, it's a tackle catch. One of them is a lot bigger.
Karpinska. Karpinska.
Didn't they withdraw last month? On 32, they were selling it as one piece of property?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. Remember McDonald said that it's... That's the one that had that screwed up driveway going to the back piece of property?
Yeah, the wraparound one. Yeah.
Right. And McDonald said that they sell him as one piece.
We should get it writing for him, though.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Next.
One more time. We have to add one that subdivision is going to go like this.
But that's what Al said in, at the meeting.
Yeah, yeah. We're
going to go look, man. It was a long clip. He'll tell you, he knows everything.
What?
It was like 2 months ago, but this was for park or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's well, the guy has some bicycles on the when you go around the corner. It's just Eberhard's.
Sorry. Okay. I'll do a... I'll take all those...
Right, you ready?
Huh?
Actions?
Yeah. Cutie! Okay. Perk up, Cal. This one's for you.
It's gotten a lot easier.
Well,
somebody died.
To revise the scope of the project that we need to consider. First thing.
Are we starting over again with a new application and everything?
Yes. We have a new application.
Okay.
How much of that land is Jerry going to be?
Hold on.
It's essentially part of the same project. But
did we ever move to the application phase on this one, or was this all just...
No, I think we left it up in the air. It was supposed to even be here before us.
Okay, so we're starting from scratch.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me put... Do we have a...
Remember, we didn't want to talk about it, and then we discussed talking to one side, and then we just said, you know what, we've got to find out.
So you're withdrawing this one. This one is withdrawn.
It's withdrawn, but it's really just revised.
Excuse me.
All right.
We're going to start from scratch.
Sit down.
Makes it that much easier. Okay.
Sounds like a possible intentional tort.
Cutie. Okay. We have a pre-application.
Yes.
And you have...
Essentially, what we're looking to do
short form.
What we would like to do is do a lot line adjustment in order to convey to the uncle of Mr. Cutie a 1/2 acre parcel at the northerly end of his property.
Which should be right here, correct?
Yes. It's highlighted in green.
And actually give them a fresh clean.
Now, that parcel as it exists now is...
This is just kind of a nib off the top of the property. This at one point back in the 20s or the 50s and the 40s was all part of Cutie's parents.
This exists like it is now.
No, this is the proposed. The existing parcel.
What does it look like now?
Like this.
Oh, okay. So you want to take this
little 1/2 acre parcel
and give it to
and convey it to his uncle Bob.
Vanilla.
And okay. He's not going to have a standalone deed. He will join that parcel with his other deed to make one lot.
Which makes one clean line.
Yeah, his parcel would then
Chart right along.
And all the other problems that we were talking about exist back here.
Yes. Plus and what...
Oh, I thought you wanted a right-of-way, too, over here.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing anything.
That's done. So
we're not doing anything other than taking this 1/2 acre parcel.
That's it.
That's it.
And it's going to be combined with this?
It's going to be combined with this Vanelli parcel here, so that Vanelli will have not quite 1 acre. This is a 1/2 acre parcel to be combined.
Wait a minute. So
actually, 0.57.
The whole thing with this back here, with Sutmeyer,
was it? Jergens
and Bowers is dead.
We're not addressing it right now.
And the driveway,
incorporated
with this property, is done. So we're just doing
the
this.
Only thing I'm
so
here to do.
So the three things you came with last time, we're down to one this time.
Exactly.
And this is going to be
at
subject
some point
to be...
At some point in the future, we will be back.
That was my...
I assume we will be.
Uh-huh.
The main thing that he wants to do is to convey to his uncle Bob Vanelli is the 0.57 acres.
And he's going to combine it into this
lot
of one
lot. So we're not creating any new lots. What we're doing is we are just enlarging Vanelli's parcel.
Prior to you coming back the second time, will Mr. Juergens be asking for a subdivision?
Mr. Juergens?
Yes.
I don't represent Mr. Juergens. I have no idea what he would do.
I mean, this, okay, I'll get to that when it comes up. But I mean.
No problem. It's easy.
The perimeter survey, this perimeter survey was filed at the county clerk's office today. And you can have this copy of the map if you would like.
Well, that was the next question.
To address the issue down here, this is, it's just a, you call it cluster. It's dirty. We had hoped to have a boundary line agreement with Mr. Juergens. It doesn't...
A survey?
We don't know whether he's going to ever agree with it. If they don't,
now, are we still stamped?
It is stamped.
Do an act of quiet title at some point.
Can we still do it?
But I have a note subject to rights which may exist.
I don't think that this has anything
to do with it. Yes.
I don't
want
to.
Yeah, just to put the public on notice that there are issues.
Yeah, I don't think they have anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's between Juergens and Ballard.
It is. Yes, it is. It's a legal issue that can't be solved by survey.
The legal issue is that when this is all done, Mr. Juergens is supposed to be taking his 10 acres, dividing it in half, and selling 5 to Cutie right here because Juergens' land is going to end up next to Cutie's land.
That depends on what a lawsuit finds.
Well, then, okay.
That is a legal issue. It's not a survey issue.
My only question is, if this is going, do they have a right to do anything with this land? That's my only question. That looks clean.
I don't see where taking that little half-acre parcel, drawing a line here, and giving it to Vanelli in any way, shape, or form
affects
has anything
this at all.
To do with the backside of the property.
I just want to know if there's any legal ramifications from it. I'm fine with that.
I need to research it, honestly. I hear what you guys are saying down there, and I understand that there may be an issue because of this other line that is still up in the air. It may be that we shouldn't address even shaving off that little nub until
it's not really up in the air. It's a legal issue that will either be determined by a court or by agreement between the parties.
But any decision,
in which case it's not going to impact anything more.
Any decision that this board makes is also a legal decision. Yeah. It is binding on those who are in front of us.
How can we get involved knowing that there's a legal problem with the boundary line?
I don't know that, and I need to research that. I don't know. I've never been involved in a project where a portion is being subdivided off, where there's still a challenge as to the size of that parcel.
Okay. There's no challenge at this point because there is no legal proceeding.
All right, so the word challenge is incorrect. But where there is a question as to what the boundaries actually are, the parcel is being sought to be subdivided.
So this is reminiscent of the project down over here where the boundary was subdivided and the engineering was off.
Right.
And we backed right off.
Right.
And this is very similar to that
the
project.
Same thing.
Right.
And staying consistent with our decision, I feel that we should even... Unfortunately, we shouldn't see it.
But there's a possibility. It's been like this for over 40 years, and there's a possibility nothing will ever happen.
I understand that.
I think what we need to do is we need to let Tal do his look into this.
We can let Novos. You have to.
What's that?
I think we have enough Novos. You have to let Tal do it to look at it.
But if Tal comes back and says that we can't proceed with it.
We should.
I think it's
still
going to go. I don't know. Do we have to vote if we're pushing off the
How can we vote yes or no if we don't know?
We don't know, right?
That's my point.
We don't know the complete boundaries. It's just like the Silver Spur property, right?
It is very reminiscent of it, but I would, before I make a decision, I would want to know what our legal counsel has to say about
it. Right, so I would leave it that too. I'm not comfortable voting yes or no.
I'm not comfortable voting, and I'm not going to vote on that project.
Until
I hear back what Tal has to say.
That's a fair point.
All right. So
I'll look. You may be right. I don't know. I'm not high.
That's why we have a lawyer, and that's why we pay him.
Are you familiar with
well,
the background?
Well, basically, they're saying this is Bobby's property.
Because you start research from
you
square one.
If you just want to do a letter or something,
that'd
be fine.
Okay.
They've subdivided German this property.
And your address?
Yes.
I wish we could have made it.
I don't disagree with you guys. I just say we need to know who else we have.
So is that. I wish we could have made a decision in favor of Mr. Cutie.
Because Bill Bauer and Cutie's father agreed to it. And Terrell surveyed it out for them, okay? Even though it wasn't their property.
So can I expect it to come back next month for some kind of a decision?
Where was that little? Are you keeping that little
that's
one?
Fair.
That's fair. No, that's okay. Oh, you have more than one?
Yes, sir.
I'll take one. Oh, and you said we can have that survey.
Copy of the map that's been filed. This was filed at the county clerk's office today.
Okay.
The county clerk's office?
What are these trees with little tags?
Excuse me?
No, she's talking about the trees. That's like.
When you're done with that, we're going to put that in the file.
Yeah. Let me just see the map that was filed. Okay, it's still filed.
Thank you.
Now, Old Olowski has nothing involved in it. His land's combined, right?
The same acreage is still there, Tony.
Right. No, I understand. I just want to know if he's involved, too. I understand.
No, he doesn't care as long as he still has his 15
same
acres.
Same thing. So he ends up with 15 right. acres. Right.
All right. All right, moving along. New business. Lethierry.
Trailers.
The trailers is closed. They're coming. Remember we waived site plan on them because they were. They're coming back.
Are you recording?
Because I brought my own, I'm not going to listen to it.
Yes.
Thank you. Fold it again?
No. I have one in the.
Wait, you take it.
You can keep it, Tony.
Okay, let me have one in front of you. All right.
I don't need it.
You know what you're talking about? 4 feet wide.
We're just putting these in. There it goes. Okay.
The trailer is just going
to
be right now. It's 15 acres here.
Pardon me? Trailers will be next. Okay. Please place my name on the agenda. My husband may wish to be heard. Kindly add his name separately. What do you mean? I don't understand.
We can proceed.
As we found out, since I'm the owner of the building, I'm the one that...
Can, do you think, as long as we're here, everybody can pay attention, maybe?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And if your intent was to humiliate me, you really succeeded, because I've never been more humiliated in my entire life. When they took me away in handcuffs on Main Street.
Okay. This board had nothing to do with that.
That's not what DC said.
Well, we don't need to argue that more right now.
This board does not do any enforcement of anything. Okay, so this board has nothing to do with any enforcement aspect of the town. Okay, so if you were taken away in handcuffs by anybody, it had nothing to do with this board. I don't know how to put it any other way.
Okay, thank you for that statement. Now, since we're here tonight to discuss this move. I just wanted to just put us on the record, actually, that on Wednesday, August 19th, the Carroll Code Enforcement Officer posted a notice on 465 Main Street citing a violation of change of building use without permit in violation of Town Site Plan Review Law Version 6 of April 2008, Subdivision 1B. Now, any change in the use of that building predates this law, as we began selling items from that building commencing the actual day of the real estate closing when we took possession of that property in 2000. Specifically that day, we sold outdoor planters that were outside that building. Over the ensuing years, we have openly sold items from that location. It has been used to store items from our other property, and we began selling items from our closed resort at that property in the year 2005. We sold restaurant equipment in our building beginning in the year 2001. I've used it to create, store, and display and sell artwork since the year 2001. It has been used to store and transfer books, including Bibles, from our resort since 2005. It has been used in prior election cycles as the town Democratic headquarters. When I published my newspaper, I partially produced it there and used the building for storage and distribution. I began the rehabilitation of that property immediately upon purchasing it in the year 2000. There have been no changes in parking, impervious surface area, new signage, exterior lighting, structural enlargement, site plan improvements, or change in exterior facade, which are all elements of the alleged violation. Any change in use of that building occurred prior to the cited law taking effect. No approval was sought from the planning board because none is required by law and there are no violations. Now, since your town records need to be updated for that use of that building, I ask that they amended to reflect the use of the building for the last 9 years, which has been as a studio, gallery, retail location with storage and office meeting space, and I request that this designation be made on a nunk-pro-tunk basis. Any future uses of the property which are different will be brought to you for your inspection and approval. Thank you.
Just so you know, nunk-pro-tunk is
like... I know, but did we go back in time?
Right, just for that, basically.
Right. Your legal opinion, sir?
Well, it's an interpretation that the board will have to determine whether this, whatever's going on at that site, is applicable under site plan law. If he's got documentation to prove all that stuff, you'll have to consider it. If it's just testimony and that's all there is, then you'll have to consider that as well.
Is he reciting his defense to the charges in court here? It sounds more to me like we're getting a defense to the charges.
That's very possible that he's reciting his defenses, but they may also be exactly what it is that we're here for, because the bottom line initial question is whether site plan review is applicable to whatever activities are going on at the location.
Well,
so I guess we need to determine.
Does the site plan law have a... Well, this version of the law was effective, what, October or something like that last year?
October last year, right?
Right.
Right. So the version prior to that...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it came into... There's no...
What is the question? Has it been continuous use? Is that the question? You're saying it's been continuous use?
I'm saying I began the use in 2000 when I bought the building, the day I bought the building, and it's been in that use continually since that time. Every day? No.
How long has it been vacant or not used? Is there about time spent?
There's never been one period of time since the day I bought that building that exceeded more than 2 weeks that I did not enter that building.
The first, I guess, legal question is the current law applicable?
Well, we've had site plan review law in effect for even since before 2000. At least two or three different versions have occurred over the last probably 10 years or so. So site plan review is applicable to whatever actions that are ongoing. It's just a matter of determining what actions, what activities that have been occurring there and what are occurring there now, traditionally and then now.
We really don't know what the actual complaint from the code enforcement, do we?
Can I ask before that?
Again.
I'm just asking that.
Well, let me ask you, do we have an application for site plan review?
No, we have nothing. We just have the letter.
You need one.
Well, yeah, you need an application. Otherwise, we have nothing to consider. No. We have no jurisdiction.
He didn't think he needed one, by the way. He's been operating the store on and off for 8-9 years.
All right. What I'm looking at here is the current site plan law, page 5, part 3 here, B3. It says existing uses, structures, and application.
Can you repeat that, please?
The current law,
page
5. This law does not apply to uses and structures that are lawfully in existence as of the date this law becomes effective. So, that sentence being said, any use that would otherwise be subject to this law, which has been discontinued for a period of 1 year or more, shall be subject to review. So the question is the use that was in existence at the time this law was adopted in October, was it lawfully in existence? If it was not lawfully in existence, then I would say this law would apply to it. If it was lawfully in existence, then we got to go back to this law to see if there's anything in this old law that would require them to come before us and a change of use. And if there's not, then they're good to go.
That's what I mean. We have to find out what the traditional use has been of that parcel, both at now and throughout history. And not all the way through history, but you know, since we
or
have
at least back to
the enactment of site plan review.
So it's your testimony here and your statement before us that since 2000 you have been using it as outlined in the
that statement. Is correct. Everything that I stated, yes.
Okay.
We go to the old one.
What's that? Well, we're going to have to look to see if the old law required them to come before us, then the use isn't lawful, and we'll review it under the new law.
Exactly.
So we got to find out whether the use was lawful under the old law of what they were doing. If you could turn it from a restaurant to a retail facility without review under the old law, they're good to go. But in order for us to do that, we need an application for site plan review, right?
Yes.
Because we don't have jurisdiction over it until we get an
application. You can't give an advisory opinion. You have to have an application
to
act on.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to state for the record that they're going to be opening up a huge can of worms by doing this? Because every other business on Main Street...
I went to other businesses on Main Street, and they didn't have to do this.
Okay.
And they changed the game.
You have zero compliance.
I'm going to tell you again. We're not the enforcement
arm. We're not doing
of this.
I didn't even know.
Okay. We're not.
Tonight, this even
the code enforcement people get complaints.
That's a problem too, right?
Of whatever they get complaints
no,
of.
No, not if someone's...
And then the remedy is whatever the law allows them to do, and then you have to come to us for approval.
No,
it did not come from here.
It does not come from here.
Excuse me, please. They just made a statement that the complaint did not come from here. The code enforcement officer specifically told myself and my wife that the complaint originated here at Town Planning Board.
No.
That is what... Do not tell me no. That is specifically what the code enforcement officer told me.
I cannot speak for the entire board, but I didn't make no complaint to Stacy.
I didn't.
Like I said, other people on Main Street.
I told you when I spoke to you, I knew that a complaint was made. You told me that you thought it was made by another person, and I told you I was unaware of that complaint. So if that person actually made a complaint, then there would be two complaints. But I was aware of the one complaint. I didn't disclose the complainant to you, but I was aware of the one complaint that was made. And it wasn't made by anybody on this board. I told you when I spoke to you last month, correct?
So is it my understanding that anyone who makes a complaint about any violation that's going to be acted on in the same manner that my wife was acted upon.
Anybody who makes a complaint to code enforcement, Stacy will then take that complaint and act upon it in a manner which she feels is appropriate. I'm not going to tell her how to do her job, nor does she come in and tell us how to review projects. When she gets a complaint, she has to follow up on that complaint in the way her job dictates that she does it. Whatever action she took has nothing to do with the way that with this board or was on any direction of this board. That was her.
The code enforcement officer said that it was done on the complaint of this board, and that's where she took the action. Then maybe we should talk to her again.
We're just telling you.
I know who made the complaint.
And it's not from this board.
But there, what you're saying now about this application, all right? I went to just about every business on Main Street that has been in operation for the past couple of years or just opened a few years ago, and nobody had to do this.
Since the time that we have bought our building, many businesses on Main Street have changed hands and done that.
They went
and
out, they got a...
Every single person that we spoke to...
Doing business, a DBA, and opened their doors.
I am not arguing with you about this. I'm not saying you're right, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that in order for us to review your usage, you have to file an application with us. Otherwise, we don't have jurisdiction over the matter.
Excuse
me. You have to fill out the paperwork.
Maybe you've misunderstood. We're not asking you at this point to review our usage.
Okay.
We are coming to you and stating to you that we have been doing this usage for 9 years. Okay. There is no violation, and there was no requirement for us to come here.
Then...
If you want any sort of commitment, any sort of statement, anything out of this board, you have to file an application. We are not going to give you an advisory opinion. We are not an adjudicatory board. We don't do violations. If you need to get a determination that you want, and you say you've got your proof, give us the proof. But we can't take that proof and give you a decision without an application. We can't give advisory opinions. We don't have the power under the statute, under the state law.
If you want us to look at your use and say... It's not applicable. Go ahead and open your business. You know, keep it going. We will do that after we review it, after you file an application. Your other option, I suppose, is to continue with the appearance ticket, go to court, prove your case, have your case dismissed, and then I don't quite even tell.
I'm sorry.
If they go to court and win their case in court and the charge is dismissed against them, does that mean that they are lawfully in existence? I mean, how would that be interpreted?
I don't believe so, because the criminal court, the proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. And if, let's say, the code enforcement officer in the context of that violation goes through an entire trial and the judge finds that beyond a reasonable doubt she didn't prove her case, that doesn't necessarily mean that this local law is not applicable to their situation. It just means that that case couldn't be proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Why is it not applicable to everybody else? Why is it just me? That's what I want to know. Why? Why is it not applicable to everybody else? Why is it just me?
It is if they have done activities that are covered under the applicability portion of our local law. If they haven't...
Your old law.
Depending on when they started doing those activities, whether it's the old law or the new law.
What you seem to be saying to me, Tal, is that if anybody makes a complaint about anybody having a violation, that they're going
to
be acted upon.
They have to act upon.
So that means that what's liable to happen in this point is that I am liable to complain about every single business on Main Street.
You've got to do what you got to do. We can't tell you what's right.
And then you're going to see... this is all you'll be doing.
Well, I mean, we can't...
That's what we do
with site plan review. We can't prevent that. If that's the path you choose to walk down, you know... Make your complaints to Stacy. She's the code enforcement officer.
Well, if there's been counsel, I'm not allowed to see Stacy.
Well,
so that's okay, Joanne.
Then through your counsel, you'd make the complaint. But I mean,
you humiliate me.
We don't mean for this to be difficult or humiliating.
Sir, my wife was taken off in handcuffs for a violation of a town law that says that we can't use a building.
Okay.
In handcuffs.
but it's not this board's intention for that to be.
I was such a teacher, and all the kids were in the park. It was horrible.
Our intention is to just have compliance to the safe building.
I'm telling you right now that we have been using that building for 9 years the way that I just told you.
Understood.
Okay?
Understood.
And there's no reason on God's green earth that you cannot say on a non-proton basis that this building has been in effect and there is no violation.
We can't even do that because you haven't filed an application with us to review.
I'm not asking for an application because I am stating that the entire time we didn't need an application, we have been legal the entire time.
Then we can't do anything, non-proton or otherwise. We can't do anything. Until you file an application for us to look at something, we can't do anything. There's nothing we can do. We can't make any decision on your case at all. You haven't given us jurisdiction over it.
She said I was violating your law.
Why?
If you want us to
look at it,
is that
your legal opinion that we have not
filed
that you do not have jurisdiction on this because we have not filed an application? Because by being here on this agenda,
no, not that we don't have jurisdiction.
Then you're in contradiction to what you just said.
We don't have any jurisdiction to review it.
If you want, can one of you speak at a time, please?
We can't review your case because you haven't given us an application.
What we're trying to say is you don't need to review it.
Then why are you here?
Because they're going to arrest me again if I open my doors.
Well, that's not the planning board's. We have no jurisdiction over that.
So then how could she said, I'll call this one and I'll call that one to see if you can open until the board meeting.
Joanne,
why did she say that to me?
Joanne.
Listen, let me try to give you sort of a parallel. Let's say you get a ticket for not having an inspection sticker on your car. Okay. And you had to go to court for that. And you went in and you said, well, I don't need an inspection because my car has always been legal. Well, yeah, but you have to get the inspection. And in this case, you're saying I don't have to get site plan review, but you at least have to file the application and have the board say, you're right, you don't have to get it, or no, you're wrong, you do have to get it. It's not your decision to be made whether you need that inspection. You have to at least ask so that the board can give you that decision.
Are we finished?
I hope we finished with this town, all right?
Okay.
Are we not to expect you? I mean, are you going to file an application? Should we keep you on the agenda for next month?
Why bother by then?
I'm just asking.
You can keep me on the agenda.
Well, I'm not going to keep you. If you want to be on the agenda, the application should be in the box 10 days before the next meeting.
Now, let's see.
October.
Oh, are you just handing me this application?
Sure, you can have it.
Okay. Now, is there a form? This seems to be an application form. Is there a spot on this application form that says that I am stating that I am already in compliance? Or is this an application for someone who is seeking to be declared in compliance?
It just gives us permission to look at it, to review it, and see if, like Dan was saying, if you were in compliance with the old law, if it pertains or not. We're just trying to do our job.
You could be right, but we can't have authority unless we look at it.
You can put that in the application, including your statement that says that it's not applicable.
You don't think it's applicable.
And that's the first step that we will have to take is to determine whether it is applicable or not applicable.
Right in the law here in the front.
I've read the law, thank you.
Okay.
You told me I'm going to do what I'm going to have to do? Here comes the waterfall.
Just got shut down.
All right,
next.
Moving on. Trailers. Trailers here. Where's Debbie? Want to go get Debbie? Tony?
Debbie here?
Can you go get Debbie? No trailers.
You should investigate before she went away by
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would there have to come to the...
What?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's the chief, but I don't know if
she's the chief. Any other ones
coming out here? There's so much of that. It's all... I don't know. So there's a whole
thing. No,
there was a lot of...
No.
The site plan.
Yes.
They closed the doors. Her arrest had nothing to do with it.
I didn't even see it.
There's a violation, for sure. The violation of the site plan.
They fixed the line?
What's that?
I don't know, I'm just saying, I thought that could be more.
Yeah, I don't, I...
Have you ever seen
that? There's more to the story.
Right, there's more to the story. I can't believe she's taking away in handcuffs for sight violation. Maybe verbal assault on a cop or something.
Right here.
There's more to that story.
I'm sympathetic, I mean, because business is business.
Where?
This is all... This is...
They could be right. They
question.
She's heard what could be wrong.
I'm okay. What? This is one in question right here. And this is why I want to take the house out.
We just seeds of selling things. I'm sympathetic, don't get me wrong.
What are we talking about?
Russo?
Yeah.
Danny, I just referenced this.
Okay.
I just referenced this.
And you know, I'm pro
project.
I know you
did.
He wasn't getting a sympathy for me.
Oh, man.
And he very well could have been nice.
Luckily, she wasn't here to hear it.
Oh.
Oh. Why? Am I not going to be happy?
Probably not.
I don't know that.
All the projects, too.
Letter from Catterskill.
He's got a problem with his lines. You can't see it. It's
why do we care about tax maps? Or tax?
This is filed.
No. Oh. This. Why do we care
oh,
about
just
tax?
Proof okay. of ownership.
Let's okay. just say no. Get out of here.
Durable general power of attorney, Tell. That's your bailiwick.
This line, this is the line over here in dispute, this westerly line?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
This one here. Okay, here's the lot here. Okay, this 8 acres up here, and this is the 1192 down here. This is with this. This line is the new line. This is existing, filed with the town. All I want to do is put this line and take the house away from the commercial. I'm not interfering with this, that this isn't being touched. It's just to get the residential out.
We're in the same situation.
Same exact thing, okay?
Same ditto.
Peace not near the line of dispute is being broken.
Oh my
broken
God.
Out.
What are the odds of that?
We just had paper.
Debbie, this line here you're saying is a dispute right here.
Yeah, Debbie, we just had this
that line. Okay,
this.
So it's this line.
This.
Same thing, same problem, different thing.
Debbie, we just had this case where this person has a dispute on this back line over here. Over.
Okay, let me, I didn't see the snaps.
No, it's a, they have a
this
dispute.
This is one parcel here?
You're right.
It right now.
There's a lot. There's a line.
It looks like this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right here. They want to take this portion of it, cut it off, give it to these people. This line is in dispute.
Okay.
Plus it's one parcel.
This has nothing. This drawing a line here is in no way affect this boundary over here. Tal has to look into it to see if there's some reason that we should not be doing it. Your situation is almost exactly the same. You want to take and give this, cut this off from this. It doesn't affect this over here.
No.
But you're chopping it off, and we have I mean, your situation is exactly the same as this person's situation.
So now you have two cases. That means do it quicker.
Hopefully.
Go for surgery on the 22nd. I need this done before my surgery.
Of September.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to meet by then.
So you're going to meet on the 14th?
We're going to meet on the 14th.
Well, true. Public hearing, though, will have to be. Will have to be a public hearing.
Will there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there'd have to be a public hearing.
When I sold my property around?
Do you have anybody? You don't own.
Everybody bought it?
Parcel around.
No. Okay, you want me to do
everybody around.
This parcel.
This line doesn't exist, does it? This is proposed.
That's
what you proposed.
Right.
So you'd have to notify all your neighbors that adjoin it of your intent of what you intend to do. Yeah.
And these people are the west thing is you have a camera.
What's that?
These people over here are going to have a camera.
Well, you know something? I've tried. I spent hours and hours of my time talking to him and ran around in a circle. He called the attorneys. This map is filed. It's with the county. He wants to argue. Bring it on. I pay the surveyor to do the job. That's what I pay a lawyer for, to give me legal advice. I pay him the money. I assume it's done right. This is filed. It's done. He's got a problem. I haven't heard from him. They built up there with the septics. There's roads. Didn't stop his.
This guy right here.
He's doing everything up there. Building. Yeah, he have permits.
Really,
I don't know.
Really did storm on.
I mean, didn't stop him. He's building roads. Everything's up there.
Who is
cleared.
That subdivision.
What's his favorita?
We didn't give him a subdivision.
No, we never
did. No, we didn't give a subdivision.
Septics are in there, roads in there. They're done. They've done everything.
So did they
I told them. Do what you got to do.
Well.
This is, you know, you wanted to give me $5,000 for 8 acres. I said, I'll give you $5,000 for 8 of your acres, and we'll call it even. Come on.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad, all I can say is that whatever Cal finds out about the other case will be applicable to your case too, I would think.
Okay.
I'm just confused.
I can't believe that she came here today after I referenced this case.
Put it all on there. It's a gift. There's nothing. I'm not doing anything.
No, but
everything is all existing.
Yeah, but it's got to show.
I mean, there's I don't know what they're doing. Are they just planning on doing anything in
that
subdivision?
Yeah.
The one before?
No, they just
that's why I'm laughing.
Same exact. There has already a house and commercial. Yep. I just want to separate.
They just want to take a half an acre and give it to his
half uncle. Acre. Yours
just going to give it to him and make it part of the one. Make it part of that parcel. Just give it to him and make it part of the parcel.
Unbelievable.
You don't want to create a lot. You don't want to do. All you want to do is take this and make it its own separate entity.
Yeah.
We understand. You're doing almost the exact same thing. Here you're creating a separate parcel. There they're not. They're just taking a piece and giving it to an existing parcel. So there's a little bit of a difference, but again, it's a portion. It's a portion off
to the side,
which has no bearing on.
It actually cleans it up, nonetheless.
And it does.
Yeah, it makes it a better lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if there are no legal impediments to it, I see no reason why we can't go forward with it. But we got to wait for Cal to research and do and determine whether there's a legal reason why we shouldn't go forward.
That way, straighten this out in the meantime.
I mean, like your job,
not like the last time when they were looking to, and the subdivision affected this whole structure back here. This does not.
This is just a separate residential.
We got to wait.
This guy. This is her land. This is complaint.
Okay.
Danny, shouldn't the buildings be on this existing property too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Debbie. Also,
that way, if he finds out,
because the power of attorney is like 8 years old, you should have it updated on the bottom. Actually, this form is updated.
you want any power of attorney? I could just give a letter from my father.
Does this need to be a new one? There's actually a form on the bottom of this that says it's still in effect, and if he signs that, that would
allow.
So 50 feet into the neighboring property. Yep.
Name of the neighbors?
Yeah, the identity of the neighbors around. Existing well, septic, location of the buildings on the property.
Pack of gum.
Well, this is just a sketch plan, right?
Yeah,
this was just a sketch plan. Yes.
She didn't plan it that way,
but it turned into a sketch plan. Sorry, Deb.
We've got fireworks.
Look out for the rest of the house. Not a
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
I got issues too. I think Steve's taking this right now.
I've been here 2 years.
Do you have any?
Hey, I'll help you.
No. I don't want that. I was just saying. Was there any maps for Stephen or?
Who was that gentleman that Mr. Eilenberg was talking about before?
Who?
Is there anybody else that has business before the?
No.
Oh, Alan does this. Anybody else?
He said that?
He did. Oh, I'm Preston Nichols. I live in this town. I have two things I want to run by you guys. First of all, it looks like I'm getting a contract I'm going to need a factory for. What are the requirements in this town? I'd like to put the factory in this town to employ local people. So what, you know, I just heard about from the other people the change of use. Let's say I was to go buy a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And convert it to a factory. What's the procedures to do it legally?
You would file an application with the board for site plan review. You'd have to, that application, and you should pick up a copy of our site plan law.
I have that.
And that would lay out everything that you need to do for us to approve it.
I don't
want to
go buy the property until I know I can use it. Now, is this something we can put in ahead of before buying the property?
No.
Well,
I talk
to your attorney.
Yeah.
But there is a way, but I shouldn't give you legal advice. Talk to your attorney, but there is a way.
I may say something too. I almost believe the parcel you're buying isn't really a restaurant. It almost conforms. You're going to actually make food, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I'm not going to make
food. Oh, you're the different. Okay, I thought you were sorry.
I'm going to be doing light electronics manufacturing.
Okay, I get the word.
For the Department of Homeland Security. It's going to be a high security facility with fence and all that. I'm just trying to find out where in this town can we put something like this that would fit in with your plans for what you want the town to look like. Generally.
Without being specific in location, on what road are you looking to purchase this parcel?
Right now, I'm just fishing around, to be honest with you guys.
Should we go for the zoning board or somebody to look comprehensive plan?
Because until I get the actual final paperwork on this thing, I'm not ready to go yet. I'm just like in a thinking stage of, you know.
What size facility are you talking about?
Probably about between 15 and 30,000 square feet.
And how many parking spots would you anticipate?
Probably about 100.
Okay. You're going to want to place it somewhere within the limits of the town.
Right.
You're going to want to place it in a location where it's probably not truly going to be visible from the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
How much noise is this going to...
There won't be any noise.
No noise. So you just... It's a factory internal electronics. Mm-hmm. Any hazardous materials or anything like that going to be involved? Acids, things like that?
No. Or we're going to be using a little bit of cleaners here and there, the cleaning circuit boards and stuff like that. And they meet all the OSHA requirements. It has to.
One of the things that the town's comprehensive plan speaks on is the wooded character and the view shed. So you're going to want to find a location where you're not going to be cutting down trees and affecting the view of the Catskill Mountains and that type of thing. And you're going to want to find a location where you can site the thing where it's kind of not visible from the roadway. If you go up Route 145 and you take just a short ways up, you look to the left, you see a driveway for B&B Tree Services. They've got a large wood operation back there.
Yep.
And it's set back from the roadway a bit, and you really don't see it. And they've got a nice, clean entranceway.
So what you're saying is what you would like is for me to pick a site that either has a building on it and change its use, or build a building where you don't see it.
Well, to the largest extent possible,
mm-hmm.
we can't say that it could not at all be seen, but to the largest extent possible, we'd like to see it placed somewhere where it really isn't clearly visible to the public, especially as we're talking about an industrial-type factory operation. And if you purchase a parcel of land that is visible, we would require screening of some sort, so that would make it. And especially if you're going to be putting up a fence, it's going to be, you know, Homeland Security, secure facility. You're going to have controlled access gates and everything like that.
Exactly.
We'd want to keep it somewhere out of sight, out of mind kind of situation.
Does anybody have any further comment? I heard this. You know, I heard people tell me this.
Good advice.
You think?
Yep.
Okay, that's the first thing.
Okay.
Now, the second thing is my property, 361 Main Street, when the old people died, they had the Rodriguez Tourist Home, you know, by the name of Ralph Rodriguez. Apparently, they had two or three deeds that they put together to one parcel. I would like to split that back again. How would I go about that?
Which property is this?
Ralph Rodriguez. Right across from the
Family Dollar.
Right across from the Dollar Store?
Yeah.
Right
across from the Family Dollar.
Is that's your property?
Yes. And the situation is, you know, there's that little development up there, you know, with four or five houses in a row. According to the tax map, there's two more dotted line parcels on my property.
Well, where the... The parcels have years back been combined into one.
Yeah, around 2000.
Okay.
They would have
to conform to the area, I would say,
size.
Today, the area size today. If they were non-conforming
parcels,
and they're combined, it's in the water and sewer district?
Yeah.
What is that, 40,000 square feet? I don't know if it's up to
20,000.
The water and sewer district?
In the water and sewer district?
20,000?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be 20, each parcel would have to be 20,000 square feet.
So that's an acre?
No.
A little less than a half.
That's why I think it is. I think there are two half-acre parcels.
You'd have to be surveyed and everything like that. Mm-hmm. They'd each have to be 20,000 square feet now.
20,000 square feet, 200? Yeah, you're right, half acre. 200 by 200 it is, I guess first thing I would do is pull the old deeds. Maybe we can use the old deeds. All right. Okay, I thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, you're welcome.
And I guess once I get...
She wants?
No. I guess once I get the actual contracts, we'll start to have to look around and figure out what to do. At that point, I'll be getting a lawyer.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Alan?
Yeah.
What do you got?
People's junk cars in there. Yeah, I've seen that. I've been there for quite some time.
What do you want? I don't know what he got.
Start, sir. First of all, to properly do this, he has to recuse himself from the board.
Yeah, there you go.
You may proceed. You want to be accused of not recusing yourself.
I'd like to schedule the public hearing for October 7th.
Why don't you schedule the sketch plan?
Well, I'm going to do it all the same.
Okay.
I'll hand it in before.
Okay.
I'd like to get on the agenda for October 7th.
Sure,
you want a public hearing for October 7th?
Yes.
He's doing that because I won't be here.
Give us your opinions ahead of time. Well, if you think you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
What are we doing?
He's doing it all.
You're not saying? I got to wait to the 7th.
Just do one.
Just one
lot
subdivision.
One lot subdivision?
Yeah.
He has to leave the table like I did. I was joking.
Well, he's on the other side.
Oh, you're on the other side. So
he recused himself.
Okay.
See, now they got to drop the price.
This can be fun.
Okay. So you're sending out the notice on that.
Yes.
We'll put it in the paper. Give the town clerk, Luann, give her $25.
Okay. You got to check.
Cover the cost
of the exact
notice amount
of
money.
Take 20 cash.
Otherwise, she'll scream at me. So give her $25 for her.
I'll take 20 cash.
Are we done?
No, we're not done. Anybody? I think that's it. All right.
Here we go.